Unit 6, Text A. Diamonds. Diamonds are rare, beautiful, and also quite useful. They are the hardest substance found in nature. That means a diamond can cut any other surface. And only another diamond can make a slight cut in a diamond. Diamonds are made from carbon. Carbon is found in all living things, both plant and animal. Much of the carbon in the earth comes from things that once lived. Scientists know that the combination of extreme heat and pressure changes carbon into diamonds. Such heat and pressure exist only in the hot liquid mass of molten rock deep inside the earth. It is thought that millions of years ago, this liquid mass pushed upward through the cracks in the earth's crust. As the liquid cooled, the carbon changed into diamond crystals. There are only four areas where very many diamonds have been found. The first known area was in India, where diamonds were found thousands of years ago. In the 1600s, travelers from Europe brought back these beautiful stones from India. Diamonds became very popular with the kings and queens of Europe. In the 1720s, diamonds were discovered in Brazil. This discovery came at a good time, too. India's supply of diamonds was finally running out after 2,500 years of mining the stones. In the 1800s, two other important areas were found in Russia and South Africa. Today, most diamonds used in industry come from Russia. Most diamonds used as gems come from South Africa. Only 25% of all diamonds mined are good enough for cutting into gems. Most of the diamonds in India were found in stream beds. People would pick up handfuls of gravel from the bottom of the streams and sort out the diamonds. These diamonds were probably carried from where they were formed to India by great sheets of moving ice that covered parts of the earth 20,000 years ago. Most diamonds today are not found in stream beds, however. They are mined from rock formations deep inside the earth called pipes. Scientists believe that these are parts of volcanoes that were formed when molten rock pushed upward through the earth's crust. The hard rock in which diamonds are found is called blue ground, because it is somewhat blue. The blue ground is blasted into large pieces of rock, which are carried to the surface by elevator. Then the rocks are carefully crushed so that the diamonds are not destroyed. Next, the crushed material is taken over to washing tables. Here it flows over boards thickly coated with grease. since diamonds stick to grease. They are left behind by the rocks and mud which flow down the tables. Diamonds, as they are found, do not look very impressive. They are gray, greasy-looking pebbles. Experienced diamond miners can tell a diamond immediately. But some people have carried around an unusual pebble for weeks before finding out that they had got a diamond.
Text B. The difference between plants and animals. If you were asked, what is the difference between a plant and an animal? What answer do you think you would give? Your first thought might be that a plant has leaves and roots and flowers, which an animal has not. Yet that would not be correct, for there are many plants which have neither roots nor leaves nor flowers. Well, there are some animals which seem to have all three. Look up into the sky, and then down at the earth beneath your feet. It is easy enough, you think, to tell which is earth and which is sky. But if you live in the wide open country or near the sea, you will often find when you look far away to the place where sky and earth seem to meet, that this is a matter of some difficulty. You see only the thin blue haze, like smoke, which is the dividing line between the heavens and the earth. But just where the one ends and the other begins, you cannot tell. Just so it is throughout all the world of nature. You may look at a group of cows standing under the trees, or catch a bee at his early drink in a morning glory bell. And you would laugh if anyone should ask you whether you could tell an animal from a plant. But suppose you turn aside from these familiar, everyday things and study objects which you have to look at through a magnifying glass, and you will find many things that will puzzle you. You will find plants without roots, leaves, flowers, or seeds. And you will find animals without heads, legs, eyes, mouths, or stomachs. Students of nature are not satisfied with guessing, but they observe, day after day, the changes which take place in an object. And they see many things which most people would fail to see. And thus, they have found that the real difference between plants and animals lies in what they do, and not in what they seem to be. We now know that about 1/4 of all the kinds of seaweed are animals. A few years ago, all of them were classified as plants. It was long supposed that the main difference between animals and plants was that the former could move about, while the latter could not. But this difference will not hold good. How then are we to know whether a living object is a plant or an animal? Plants can live on inorganic matter. They have the power of changing earth and air and water into substances which enter into and become a part of themselves. Animals can live only on what plants have already turned from inorganic to vegetable matter. Animals, although they need some inorganic food, cannot live on it alone. All the food that keeps our bodies strong or makes them grow, was once in the vegetable form. No bird, nor fish, nor other animal could ever have lived on this earth if the plants had not come first and fitted it for the dwelling place of a higher order of beings. Plants are the true fairies that are forever working wonders around us. Their roots dig down into the earth and gather its treasures. Their leaves spread their broad surfaces to the air and take in its riches. And out of what they have thus gathered, they produce the beautiful flowers, the delicious fruits, and the golden grain. Let us study more closely the way in which a plant grows. The root pushes itself down into the earth. If it finds no water, it soon dies. If it finds water, it begins to suck it up and change it into sap. Besides the water, it takes up such parts of the soil as are dissolved in the water. Here, then, you see in what ways the food of the plant is different from that of animals.